Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
One of Paul's major purposes in writing his letter to the Philippians was to express his deep gratitude to them for caring for his personal needs. Consequently, he wrote,
"I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, because once again you renewed your care for me. You were in fact concerned about me, but lacked the opportunity to show it."
You see, in the early days when Paul left Macedonia, no church shared with him in the matter of giving and receiving except the Philippians. Even in Thessalonica, they sent gifts to meet his needs several times. And now, once again, they shared material gifts for Paul while he was in prison. But what was Paul's attitude? For all of us who are in Christian ministry and who are supported financially, listen to what Paul wrote.
"Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that is increasing to your account. But I have received everything in full, and I have an abundance. I am fully supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you provided, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God."
Here Paul used metaphorical accounting terms, investments and returns on the investment. In essence, Paul was saying that his foremost desire was to use their investment in his ministry so that he might build their spiritual bank account in heaven.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.